Five practical reasons you should create a financial plan with your partner. Welcome back to the Mortgages, Money and More podcast. I'm Craig Skelton. This week's podcast is looking at five practical reasons you should create a financial plan with your partner. Money and financial goals are sometimes viewed as taboo subjects, even within relationships. If you've been putting off conversations about finances, creating a plan together could have many benefits. Actively talking about money can be positive both you and your loved ones, and research suggests it's something younger generations are more likely to do. According to Royal London, 76% of 18 to 24 year olds spoke to their parents about money matters when they were growing up. In contrast, this falls to 43% for those over 65. If money wasn't openly discussed during your childhood, it can be hard to change your mindset around the topic. Yet, when you're planning a future with your partner, your finances will play a critical role. So if you're currently keeping your financial planning separate, working together could be useful. Doesn't mean you have to share everything or combine finances completely if it's not right for you. Instead, you could set out how you want to work together with a financial planner. Bearing all this in mind, here are five reasons you should create a financial plan with your partner. So first of all, understanding what you both want to achieve. While you may have talked about your goals in your relationship, setting out a financial plan provides a good opportunity to talk about your priorities and understand if you're on the same page as your partner. This may include when you'd like to retire and what your lifestyle will look like when you give up work. Or it could be how you'll support your wider family or your bucket list destinations you want to visit. Making those goals a clear part of your financial plan means you're far more likely to achieve them. Without a plan, it can be all too easy for aspirations just to fall by the wayside. So the second thing is discuss your attitudes to financial decisions. So when dealing with finances, it's important that you're comfortable with decisions you've made. This applies to both you and your partner if you're working towards shared goals. For example, how does your partner feel about taking investment risk? Or what is attitude to using credit? Talking about these issues can help you create a financial plan that you're both comfortable with. Thirdly, it could improve your well-being. Money is often linked to stress and can affect your overall well-being too. Research shows that financial stress can increase later in life. This is understandable as, on top of considering things like mortgage repayments and day-to-day costs, you may also be thinking about retirement or supporting other family members. According to Aviva research, more than 40% of 55 to 64-year-olds say they are struggling financially. So a long-term financial plan that incorporates you and your partner's circumstances and goals can deliver peace of mind. So the fourth thing to look at is have confidence in the future. One of the reasons that the topic of money can be stressful is that you may have questions about the future or wonder what will happen in some circumstances. For example, you might be concerned about the consequences of you or your partner losing your income, or how one of you would cope financially if the other were to pass away. Financial planning helps you set out a blueprint, but it also considers how you'd cope if the unexpected happened. By doing this, you can take steps to provide security in these circumstances. By planning together, you can have confidence in both your and your partner's long-term financial security. And lastly, it can help make your money go further. So planning as a couple can make financial sense. Working together could mean you're able to make the most of tax breaks as well as allowances. Which ones are right for you will depend on your circumstances, as goals may include using the marriage allowance to reduce income tax liability, making use of both your annual ISA allowances, or contributing to your partner's pension. Contact your financial advisor if you're looking to create a financial plan for both you and your partner. And they are there to help you navigate the challenges of creating a tax-efficient financial plan and understanding your goals. If you have any questions about tax-efficient plant financial planning, please contact us. One thing to remember is the value of your investment can go down as well as up, and you may not get back the full amount you invested.